Hello, everyone. Thank you for keeping it locked to the Melon Cafe podcast. I do want to take a quick break, a moment to talk to you about an app, a self-care app that has been working wonders in my life, in my daily routine. So do you have an Apple Watch? If you do not, ma'am, sir, I'm going to need you to go get an Apple Watch because this app is only found on the Apple Watch products. So basically, it's a built-in app called the Mindfulness. So let me tell you something about this Mindfulness app. It includes a deep breathing experience as well as a new feature called Reflect, which is intended for you to take moments throughout your day to stop. Yes, I said it. Just take a quick moment, pause for the calls, put everything on hold, put your electronics down, and have a mindful moment with the breathing sessions or reflecting. Reflect basically is a written prompt that guides you through a kind of thoughtful frame of mind. It's soothing, its energetic animation guides you to a more present and mindful moment. The breathing sections, oh, let me tell you, you follow the animation as it expands with the inhale and contracts with each exhale. You can choose to receive a reminder to start a session at the beginning or the end of your day, or at scheduled times. Sets a breathing rate ranging from 4 breaths per minute to 10 breaths per minute. Let me tell you something, everything you do in the Mindfulness app can be tracked in minutes in the health and fitness apps on your iPhone. So I'm going to say it again. Let me make you think about something. Do you have an Apple Watch? Have you been considering purchasing an Apple Watch? Ma'am, sir, I'm going to need you to get up on that so you can entertain and participate in this mindfulness moment. With the breathing exercises, let me tell you what it's done for me. I felt so different at the end, and I realized, oh my God, not only did it feel good, but I felt so much calmer. I was ready to start my next task. We have so much going on in our mind, so much going on in our lives. We need to take a moment to stop and reflect, and we need to take a moment to breathe. So it's the Mindfulness apps only on Apple Watch. Hey, hey, hey. Hello, everyone. It's Friday. You know I like to say Friday. It's my own way of saying Friday. Hey, I'm Veronica Chanel. Welcome to Lady Ball Show on SOAR Radio. Thank you for keeping it locked to this international platform, SOAR Radio. I am so thankful. Here I am. I know you haven't heard once, 1 week, 2 weeks, but here I am here to greet you. And guess what, my seasoned saints, how are you? You will love this. Want to keep it locked here. I have a word of encouragement, not preaching, because you have your respectable churches, you have your pastors, your set man, your set woman that is over you. But I have a word of encouragement mixed in with a testimony of what God has done for me, and I just want to share it. Didn't go in depth. I don't have time to go all in depth and details and this and that. He didn't give me that. He didn't give me the in-depth and detail to tell. But you want to keep it locked here. We're going to get into the music flow, and I just feel the presence of the Lord right where I am. And I want to know, is there anyone out there, do you feel God's presence? Do you feel that he's near? Or do you just have those moments where you're minding your own business, all of a sudden the presence of the Lord just come upon you, or you feel uttering, or what we would say, speaking in tongues, what the old folks would say in church, speaking in tongues. We call it speaking in tongues, but we know it is a language that many of us have never been taught. We've never been trained to speak right or understand what we're saying. That's why it talks a lot about if there's an interpreter. And the Lord revealed to me, this is the miracle. This is the miracle. This is why it is the evidence of the Holy Spirit. Because anytime you can speak something that you have never been trained, what and who do you think that is? Especially for us, if you're a Gentile, okay, that is a miracle. That is the evidence of the New Testament. That is the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And for those who don't know what speaking in tongues is, talk to somebody. It is true. You don't have to force yourself to do it. It will automatically do it. So when you may have had a bad day, or you may have said some things you ought not say, we all do. I don't know anyone on the face of this earth that hasn't. We all do. We all fall short. It's not an excuse, but we all do it. And sometimes we think about it, but we don't say it. We still have to repent. We still have to seek God for deliverance, right? So have you ever had someone, before we get into the music flow, tell somebody else, and you may have heard him or her say, you're not a Christian, you're not saved, and you're supposed to be in church? Isn't it amazing? I'm not knocking anybody, but this is true. Is it amazing the ones who say it? It's amazing, number one. I know you're not walking with Jesus. And I know your mouth ain't open, right? Don't you think that way or feel that way when someone that's not with Jesus say that? But the Lord showed me something. He said that they know the word of God, and they know God enough to look at you, to judge you. So the Lord showed me something. He said, so they know right from wrong. And they choose not to correct their own selves. But what did Jesus say? Get the beam out your eye first. Then you go holler at somebody. Then we got to be careful about judging. But the Lord began to show me something, how they're able to quickly judge someone else, but not give an account and then take time and examine themselves. A lot of people have done that, right? But it is amazing how the one, sometimes that's why you got to be careful, ladies and gentlemen, not to judge people by a moment, and you know what they're going through, or you may not know what they're going through. And the reason why I'm talking like this is because I'm building up onto the empowerment moment. Because y'all know usually I come in joking, talking about this or giving you a news update. No, today is empowerment moment. Today I come to make you think. I come to push you. I come to inspire you. Even if I step on your toes, it's to help you. I'm not here to knock anybody down. Anybody who's serving the Lord, anyone who's been called to preach the gospel, you're not here to knock down. We're here to preach the gospel, or we're here to spread the good news. And the problem is, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Bible, is not all whipped cream with caramel and some chocolate and a strawberry on top. Some of this stuff in the Bible is supposed to cut you. The word of God is like a two-edged sword. It cut going in and cut going out according to what is written. But I'm not here to knock you. I'm here to make you think, and hopefully I can help you to examine yourself like Christ wants all of us to do. Every last one of us has to examine ourselves, because we're going to be given an account. But sometimes if everyone that you say is not, if that man or that woman is speaking in tongue authentically, I have been around people and I know that's you rolling your tongue. Baby, you ain't saying a flipping doggone thing. This is me. If y'all disagree, it's okay. I just don't see how it's the Holy Spirit when you just making noise with your mouth. So they say speak in your heavenly language. Do you even know what you're saying? So for an example, if I go, I'm not saying absolutely anything. That's just me making noise. That's just me. You know, y'all know I do that. Y'all know I come up in here and I be like, I'm just playing. I'm just trying to get you, I don't mean any harm by it. But truthfully, for me, I'm not saying anything. But when you speak and it's not you, and there's something coming out from the internal, from the inside, from the belly of that woman or that man, be careful who you judge. But the one you say is not, or God is not with, or how. I feel something. I heard a female that was beside us, and I believe she said that. She kept saying how. And I wanted something inside of me felt like it stood up and said, why are you taking time about her? And it's like the Lord wanted me to tell her, look at what you're around. Look at your environment and who's around you. And the Lord says, start there. Come out from among them and be ye separate. Y'all see, I'm starting to show off a little bit different. So we're going to get into the music flow and hang tight. I got something to say. All right, y'all. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to listen to me, She Wa. Whether you're listening to my podcast called The Melon Cafe, which is available on all podcast platforms, or you're tuning into my radio show called The Lady Boss Show that airs on the fabulous and highly anointed Soar Radio. I'm going ahead and give you a disclaimer, a heads up. Now, I'm here to quickly empower you. I'm here to encourage you, and I'm here to drop a thought in your mind, something that can make you smile and make you think and push you a little bit closer to your goals, positive goals, that is. I am recording this. I am talking to you outside. I'm back outside because it's a lovely day in the land of the living. When I say the land of the living, for those of you who have never heard it before, I kind of picked up this phrase from the older generation in church. So when they say, I thank God for being above ground, or I thank God for being the land of the living, sure enough, that's a true statement. Alive, breathing, a living, walking around a living thing. God has given us another day, another chance. He has extended grace and mercy. I call those things sisters, grace and mercy. If he has not or didn't extend that mercy and that grace to each of us, I wouldn't be talking to you and you wouldn't be able to hear me. Huh? So can we just say, thank you, Lord, for what you have done despite of my issues and despite my faults and despite my flesh. Oh! So if you hear background noise, that is why. I don't have my professional micro and a LaPhone right before me, but there are times, sometimes I want to come to you via like real life, like can we just talk? Like can we just have a moment? Can we talk like we in New York City getting a hot dog on by Fordham Road or Times Square? Talk, okay? I was listening to a preacher, on Instagram. This video just flew through my this feed while I was working Bishop Leonard Scott social media. I manage his social media accounts. He is the CEO, chairman of Black Owned Ty Scott Records. Another highly anointed company as well. They have longevity. They have quite a few artists up under them. And this pastor, this preacher was talking about anticipate a shift was his topic. And as I was listening to him, I began to reflect immediately my childhood living up north in New York City when the ice cream truck. For those of you from up north from the 80s and 90s, you know there was this ice cream truck that came around the summertime. And you kind of was familiar with around what time the ice cream truck came around, right? Usually in the afternoon, most people are up, kids are out playing, it's hot, I need something cool. We didn't go get them little icy pops in the grocery store. Nobody thinking about that. You didn't need to because there was an ice cream truck. When we moved to the South, I didn't see no ice cream truck. And when I did see one, I was in high school. And it just seemed awkward. I said, that's an ice cream truck? Because I spent some time in the South, never seen it. And when it came through, people were looking at it like, what the heck is that? So I guarantee you that person who thought they could bring that flavor, that style, that business to the South, it didn't last long. You don't see ice cream trucks going through the suburban Southern neighborhoods. You don't. Not in the South. I don't hardly even see it in no neighborhood, really. It's not a thing, but it used to be a thing. And it may still be a thing. I don't know, because I'm not up there. In the North, in New York City, me and my sisters, we heard the music playing afar off. It was faint, but I heard it. So we knew that the truck was around the block down the street, around the corner. It didn't matter. And we knew the route that it took. Everybody in the community will stop what they're doing because the ice cream truck is getting ready to come. And as kids, we would look at each other. And I would go ahead and ask my mother, I want a vanilla ice cream cone with my thing with sprinkles. Sometimes my mother tried to act like she didn't have no money for some sprinkles, which bothered the heck out of me. Because it was my thing. I didn't want no pop icicle pop. I didn't want no ice cream sandwich. My thing as a child and still is today, give me a vanilla ice cream cone. Ooh. I've never been a fan of chocolate. I've never been a fan of chocolate ice cream. I don't care for strawberry. And this Napoleon mess is a joke. As I got older, now let me do a sidebar. I have discovered butter pecan ice cream. So I started cheating on my traditional vanilla ice cream. And I, started messing with on the side, pimping my butter pecan ice cream. Now, baby, butter pecan ice cream is my number one flavor. My number two is vanilla. But back in the day as a child, vanilla was my thing. And when they put sprinkles on the ice cream cone, it was heavily inundated. It was heavenly. I mean, sprinkles galore. So she pissed me off when she was in her feelings. You don't need no sprinkles all the time. I mean, it's just sprinkles. You telling a 5-year-old and a 6-year-old no to sprinkles? I should have called the social service, but I didn't. Because she was bold and young then, much younger and strong. She had a mean right and left hand hook. And she would tell us, go ahead. So, I'm trying to paint a picture. I'm a visual person. For those of you who are new to listen to me on the radio or on my podcast, I'm very visual. I take it down, back down memory lane real quick and bring you to 2023 or whatever the current year is. So just bear with me for a moment. And so I took it, whether I got sprinkles or not, I was glad to get it. But the thing is, me and my sister Melissa and the oldest one, we had to get our money together. I couldn't go get it. So one of the older ones had to go get it because she didn't want me by the truck. I had to be ushered or escorted by the older ones. I mean, my mother really kept us in. She tried her best to keep us away from danger. She wouldn't let us roam. Couldn't hardly even sit on the stoop because she was afraid of people snatching kids or drive-by. Just think about the city. The city. Not no suburban. It wasn't as bad as it is now, but still, that's how she looked after her children. So I would go with my sisters, or I would hang back and they go get it for me. So I was happy to get it either or. But the thing that I begin to think about, if I were to switch this more towards Christianity, more towards faith, more towards speaking those things as though they were, even though they may not. I don't even have to get all that deep with this now. I was anticipating that ice cream truck was coming. I was anticipating I'm going to get something from this truck. Even though right then at that moment, I didn't know if my mother was going to say yes or no. But I believed it, that she, I assumed, and I believed there was some faith there that you, either my mother or my older sister, one of y'all got that dollar and some change to go get me that daggone ice cream cone. You know, and I try to, and I pimp or bully my Melissa to cough up the additional change for the sprinkles. Yeah, I bullied them. I'm the youngest, but I bullied them, and they couldn't do nothing about it. So look, so I begin to think now, could this be whatever we're working on and believing for on our goals, personal goals, short-term, long-term goals, or whatever you, if you're trying to shift to your work towards your destiny, like God, why am I here mentality? What am I supposed to be doing? What will you have me to do? Or whatever you're asking, seeking God for, let me put a disclaimer that's in His will. Some people are working on something and you're doing overtime, using all your energy for no reason, and it's not in His will. And I know you don't want to hear it, but it is what it is. Everything that we want and everything we ask for, God is not cool with it. And sometimes you're doing all this extra stuff because it really doesn't belong to you, or that's not what God has for you. Maybe He has something bigger and better for you. So let's say you believe in God for X, Y, and Z. So I started thinking, Lord, isn't this what you want us to do? You want us to believe. What is the definition of faith? Faith is the substance in the Bible, biblical now, King James Version. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I didn't have the ice cream cone when I was a little girl. But I believe I'm getting ready to get me a vanilla ice cream cone with some sprinkles on it. And if it didn't have sprinkles, I'm still going to get me an ice cream vanilla cone. It was my thing. I didn't care what they had, the little pictures they had on outside, and you had to tell them which one you want. I want my daggone cone. And I believed, God, that I was going to get it. I believe that my sisters, see, I'm a kid, or my mother was going to supply it and make the way. I believe that's what Christ want us to do, to start praising Him, even though you don't see not a flipping daggone thing. Nothing. There's no noise. There's no evidence. Nothing. You could be in a dry spell. You could be in the valley of dry bones, all up in the book of Ezekiel. Okay? Right now, just like if I can rewind when I stood out praying to the Lord. And I said, God, I feel I'm supposed to be doing something in entertainment. I said, God, nationally, I feel it. I don't know how to get there. How can I get there? People got connects. They got this one, that one. I said, Lord, all I have is you. Did you know God worked it out? And worked it out that I would get connected and now assisting and working with a national recording record label now. With the head man. Look how God worked that out. Do you think I saw that? I did not see that. This is what I'm talking about. There's some things that God has in front of us. Our eyes have not seen and our ears have not heard what God has in store for us. But what He wants us to do, I want you to praise me, serve me, be happy, fight to keep your joy. Don't look on the things that you see because it is temporary, but I want you to reach towards what you cannot see. I want you to the lift up praises. I want you to work like I know it's coming. Oh, I trust you. That's what the Lord wants us to do, to anticipate. God is getting ready to move. I don't know how you're going to move, like the old people would say. I don't know how God's going to do it, but He's going to do it. That's not a cliche. It's not. It's showing up the truth. I don't know how you're going to do this, girl. I don't know how I'm going to work this out. I don't know how you're going to do it. But somewhere along the way, through the process of time, you're going to flip the script. So I come to remind you, to encourage you, anticipate God flipping the script. And when He flips the script, when God is in it, I just experienced something that really affected me, that really did something to me. And I just, during this time, I can't go in detail right now. It's like I heard and I felt the excitement and the laughter of people who are my flat out enemy. Who they're just, I mean, let me tell you something. These people are flat out the snake. They're serpents. Satan is with them. Satan sent them. And I felt their enjoyment. And I felt their laughter. But I was sitting there and I couldn't hardly think. Something happened to me within that moment. I can't even put it in words. But within 10 minutes, I got a text from my mother. That's how quick God flipped it. He began to give me instructions before she texted me. And then he began to give me some more. So I said, when I got her text on the phone, I couldn't believe it. I said, God just flipped it. I could not say anything, and I really still can't talk. Have you ever been through something or something hit you where you can't really even talk? Your eyes came open so wide that I can't talk about it. Only thing I can do was look up. And still right now, I just look up for like at least a week to 2 weeks. All I can do is look up. And I said, Holy Spirit, I'm sorry. I can't even praise you right now. But would you make intercession? It's like he knew at that moment. He knew you ain't got to say anything. All you got to do is look up. I'm telling you, those of you who know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. By me looking up, is I'm talking to him. Because I got so close. And the devil thought he had us. And God said, not in this way, it shall not be. He was right there. I did not anticipate a quick move of God. So something negatively hit me. It did something. It's like, I can't explain it. It's like my eyes came open to what's really going on and who's who now. At the same time, it negatively hit me. But did it some, and then somehow all this balled up at once, the positive just crumbled. What was negative? I didn't even anticipate it. And he began to show me about my faith level. I should have been anticipating a shift. I should have been expecting, this is according to the word of God, Christians. God wants us to always believe. He wants to always look for him and always pray, right? There's no scripture in the Bible that tells us to don't believe no more. Give up. Give in. This is it. Nothing in the Bible tells us that. It says after you done everything you know how to do, you stand. Stand with your... He still tells us to stand. He don't tell us to crumble. So I come to remind, just like when I was a kid, I was expecting that ice cream cone. We have to anticipate and expect the move of God. When you in the middle of something that I was just in a month ago. Yeah. So you never know what a person is going through. So don't be so quick to judge them and say, oh, they lazy, or they this, or they that. Because sometimes what they're going through, they can't talk. They can't come on the radio show. They can't do the podcast. Like right now, I'm going through something. And it did something to me. Yeah, the Lord came and shifted immediately. But it did something to me, and I just need a moment. Can I have a moment to get myself together? So since now the Holy Spirit has brought me to a point, I'm just like, you know what? Let me share this. Let me just remind y'all. Anticipate it. Even if you're in that moment of a dark place, anticipate God going to turn this around. Something going to happen. Something going to break. He going to do something. I didn't know how he would go. I didn't know. My mind was just spinning. Everything was hitting me. It felt like, and it's a testimony. It was hitting me at one time because I began to pick up. And it's like everything came open to me at one time. And I realized exactly where we were at and who was around us. And what they were trying to do. But look at God. So don't look. I know any of you is in the midst of the devil. Got serpents right beside you. doesn't matter. Something, because you know the devil like to buffet the people of God. He can, the Satan always trying to look, just remember, he always trying to find a way to get in to tear something up. But anticipate, whatever the devil trying to do to you, God is going to flip it. If you're doing all you know how to do, and you are working on something, and if whether it's a business or a personal goal, and this is what I need to, you know, this is what I need to be doing in this season. This will please God, okay? That's kind of like, lets you think even further. This will please God. It will help me spiritually or personally. Listen, when the devil throws a monkey wrench at you, when he try to block you so there's no way you can get help or assistance, there is a God. And that's one thing the devil refuses to think about. He don't want to think about there's a God. And there are some people who don't think about God either. It doesn't matter. Your faith, he's going to work according to your faith and who you are. That's my word to empower you. I don't want to talk about it so long. I could go deeper and deeper and deeper. And if I keep talking, I'm going to spill all the beans. But since that incident happened, this is my first time talking about it openly, publicly. I mean, I haven't even gone into details. But just know at that moment, I was just like, what? Have you ever been in those moments where you just like, what? That's what happened. And I was speechless. Completely speechless. And I feel God had me speechless so I could pause. And so he can begin to open things up to me. Yeah. That's why sometimes we need to do a little pause so God can give God that moment, those times to talk to you and show you something and give God some time to work it out. He can do things himself. Himself, the Lord will do. So I come to remind that, that preacher reminded me when I was a kid. I was anticipating that the ice cream truck was coming and it's going to stop right here like it normally do in front of our house. And the whole block will line up right in front of that truck and we would get our little ice creams and stuff. I knew it was coming when I didn't even see it. So even though whatever situation you in, whether you're working on, like, I know this is God going to work this out. This is going to be blessed. Especially if it's in his will, I may not see how the heck he gonna do it, but he gonna flip the script. All right, y'all.